Batman once said in the movie The Dark Knight, "You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become a villain."
Welcome to our podcast, in which we'll be discussing the issue, does leadership always lead to corruption? Using some examples from the movie The Dark Knight. In this podcast, we'll be discussing some of the reasons why.
Here we are with Dhruval, who will talk about Batman, also known as Bruce Wayne, Asif, who will be talking about the Joker, and I, Jasmine, will be talking about Two-Face, also known as Harvey Dent. One of the reasons why Batman is a good leader is because he risked losing Rachel for Dent. This shows that he risks a lot of things in order to be successful. Another example of this is the Joker and the boats. The Joker said that if anybody comes after him, he will blow up the two boats. Batman risked losing hundreds of people for the sake of thousands, which in the end were saved by Batman. Also, at the end of The Dark Knight, Bruce says, "Either you die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become a villain." As well as, anyone can be a hero, but their actions are what defines them. This shows that he had served his time as a hero and stepped down as Batman to prevent him from becoming the villain he never wanted to be, after what happened to Harvey Dent, aka Two-Face.
So I also think that Batman is a good leader because he's just a normal man who wants to protect the city by all the mobs and the thieves. He's just a normal person. He doesn't have any superpowers. He wasn't bit by a radioactive spider, or he's in like from another planet. So he's just a normal person who wants to protect the city and the people from the evil, whatever it costs, even blaming himself if needed.
Batman is a good leader because he cares for others and tries to save everyone else, and avoids killing other people and even his villains. For example, he captured Joker, and instead of killing him, he left him hanging on the building for the police to capture him. The Joker is a bad leader because he doesn't care about anyone else, and he wants to see the whole world burn in fire. If someone tries to oppose him, he tries everything he can to achieve his goal and destroy them. For example, when all the gang leaders gathered around, the Joker had placed bombs on him to threaten them to do the work that the Joker wanted them to do. He doesn't care about his people, and he is also an excellent strategist because he wanted to show that even the best person can become corrupt or become evil. And he succeeded by turning Harvey evil, who was the best of them. Though he's a bad leader, whatever his goal is, he makes everything fun and makes it more entertaining.
So I think the Joker is a corrupted character and also a complicated one, because whatever crime he does, it's not desired but by money or ambition, but it's more like he psychologically torments his enemy or other people who are part of his game, like Harvey Dent or the police officers.
I also think that the Joker is corrupt because of similar reasons, because his desires are not driven by money or ambition. I think he just likes to create ruckus within the city and within the people in the city. For example, when he put two boats with bombs underneath them and gave the bomb remotes to each other boats, which pretty much just created tension and ruckus inside the boats, which is why I think he's also corrupt. Also, I think that the Joker was once a great man, which turned into a corrupt one due to reasons such as losing his family, as he has no family or friends displayed in the movie.
As for Two-Face, also known as Harvey Dent, his mindset about justice was upright, but after he turned into Two-Face, he thought that in this cruel world, everything should be decided by chance, which is corrupted thinking. A quote that Two-Face said, "The only morality in a cruel world is chance, unbiased, unprejudiced, and fair." This is corruption in itself. This quote proves another quote said by Batman, "You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become a villain."
I also think that Harvey Dent, also known as Two-Face, was once a great leader and also a great hero who turned into a corrupt one after he lost his fiancée Rachel in a fire that was caused by the Joker. This also proves one of the quotes that Batman once said: either you die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become a villain. Two-Face, also known as Harvey Dent, was once a great hero, but after he lost everything, he became a villain that he never wanted to be. He was also easily manipulated by the Joker.
Two-Face lived long enough to see himself become a villain. This is because he tried to kill Gordon's family as he failed to save Rachel, who was Harvey's love of his life.
This concludes our podcast about the question, does leadership always lead to corruption?
Also, the quote that Batman once said, either you die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself a villain, was proved in this podcast in three different forms: by the Joker, Batman, and Two-Face.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. This is Dhruval, Jasmine, and Asif. And this was a podcast about, does leadership always lead to corruption? And in our next podcast, we'll be talking about this. How does Batman risk everything he has to save 1,000 people? And thank you for listening, and we wish you well. And we'll see you in our next podcast.